for a different outcome. So if your quest is just to feel good, if your quest is to feel good rather than your quest is the quest, if your quest is to feel good rather than your quest is to achieve the thing or to find the right path to the thing, if your quest is to enjoy the mixture, then it's easier for you to release any thoughts. It's sort of like just leaving out the parts that don't fit this. That would be the easiest way to do it. That's why we're asking you, all of you, to ask yourself on a really regular basis, how does my source feel about this? Because your source, so let's say you meet someone, and let's say that one, for whatever reason, is bothering you. Maybe this person reminds you of past issues. Maybe this person has their own current issues. Maybe this person is needy and needing attention. Maybe this person just blundered into your experience. But the fact that they are there means law of attraction brought them to you for a reason. There's plenty going on with you that's active enough that this was your point of attraction. And sometimes you look out there and you see your point of attractions, and you don't want that point of attraction to be there. They're reflecting back to you something that's going on within you that you don't want. That's a sign.
In other words, you answered my other question. It's a one that I didn't know.
It's a vibrational indication of something. So now what you say is, bless you. There you are, mirroring back to me, because you wouldn't be here if I didn't have this going on. Now, what parts of this that's going on would I like to go on without? What parts of you would I like to be apart from? And that's what we meant when we say, say to your inner being, how do you see this? Because when you try to extract from whatever you're looking at the perspective of your inner being, and as you ask for it and then get closer to it and hear it and then restate it and amplify it so that you begin becoming more inner being-like relative to more relationships and more conditions, then little by little you leave the parts that you don't like out of it and you become a vibrational match. You got to understand your inner being's over there in your vibrational escrow, being and living all that you're looking for, you see. So little by little, Jerry and Esther and friends were talking about carving things. And Esther said that she, at a very early age, carved an elephant out of a bar of soap. And Jerry wanted to know how she went about it. And she said the same thing that she had heard other sculptors say. I just sort of drew an outline on it, and then everything that didn't look like the elephant, I just sort of chiseled away until I was left with something that was rather elephant-like until its nose fell off, and then I made a pig out of it, she said. She said it'd trim its ears down a little bit. But it's the same idea. In other words, leaving behind the parts that don't fit. Leaving behind the parts that don't fit. But we've never known anybody to leave something behind while they're looking at it. Because in this universe that's only about inclusion, when you say no to it, you don't leave it behind. It stays with you. So to leave things behind that you don't want, you've got to amplify and emphasize the parts that you do want to keep. And that's the value of that board that Catherine Ponder talked about all those years ago, and Jerry read it and felt the resonance of it and utilized it. In other words, that's a magnificent way of going about queuing yourself up to receive what you're wanting.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. We say we know you were cheering for her. No, we don't mean that. It was an inside joke. Your inner being is full of inside jokes. Because your inner being knows all the prelude to the punchline.
Thank you.
Yes.
I don't have a problem understanding contrast and choosing this life with contrast and imperfections when they're of a physical nature. But I have a real problem with mental or even emotional. And I have a sister who's profoundly retarded. And I can't imagine choosing.
That's why you didn't.
But how does she choose a different life when she doesn't know anything else?
Well, now you just contradicted yourself because you said you don't have a problem with contrast. Oh, then you went on to say some contrast you don't have a problem with and some contrast you do. And that's part of the contrast that you have a problem with. We'll tell everyone and they'll get rid of that right away.